beginning of Simen Reish Mem Gimel. Din Hamaskir Sode Umerchatz Laina Yehudi Uboi Bei Sifim. Now let's start Sif Aleph. La Yaskir Odom Melchatz Shaloi Laina Yehudi. A person should not rent out. A person owns, possesses a melchatz. The melchatz is a bathhouse that he possesses, and he's going to rent it out to a goy. Now, what is happening? He's renting it out to this goy, and the goy pays him rent for the whole year, and the goy is going to work in this melchatz the whole year, including Shabbos. Now, we will see, theoretically, this should be mutter. There's no shaila whatsoever, mi'ikar adin, because it's rented out to the goy, and the goy who is working in this melchitz, he's not working for the yid, the melchitz is rented out to him, and he works there on Shabbos for himself. It's his melchitz, and he's working for himself. So me'ikar hadin, it should be mutter. But the mechaber says, lo yaskir odom melchat shaloi la'ine yehudi. Why? Mipnei shenikra al shmoi. Because this melchat is known that it belonged to the yid. V'eina Yehudi ze'oise boi melocha b'shabbos, and the goy is doing melocha in his melchitz. This is Yankel's melchitz. The goy is doing melocha in this melchitz. And let's just give one hakdome, which we will see in the Mishnah Brura. One hakdome, bizman chazal, this was not a dovo shchiach to rent out a melchitz. It wasn't a dovah shchiyah. So now, when a yid passes by this melchitz and he sees on Shabbos the smoke is coming out of the smokestacks, and there's a booming business there, and there's a goy there, and there's goying coming in. So the yid who sees this has a kasha. This melchitz belonged to a yid, that he knows, it belonged to a yid. Now, all of a sudden, yeah, they're working there, and they're working on Shabbos. Now, what happened? So, there could be one of three alternatives. It could be that he rented it from the yid, and he's working in this. And that's what really happened. But that, Bisman Chazal, was not Shia. No one did this. No one rented. Bisman Chazal, no one rented a melchitz. That wasn't a common procedure. So Memela, when a yid passes by and he sees the melchitz functioning on Shabbos, so this tzad, maybe the yid rented it out. That's not mistab. Fine. There's a second possibility. Maybe it belongs to the yid. But the goy is working ba'arisus. Ba'arisus means with a percentage. That means he's working whatever profit comes in, he's going to take a third. So memela, this goy has an intent to work on Shabbos, because the more you work, the more profit you get. Now, if this would be the case, it also would be muta, because the goy is not working for the yid, he's working adaite denashe for himself, that he should make more money. But this is all bizman chazal, this was not shchiyah. People did not rent, did not acquire an oris to work in a melchitz and take a percentage. So a yid is passing by, so the first possibility that it was rented out to the goy, that mistama is not true, because normally a melchitz is not rented out. The second possibility that this goy is an oris is also mistama not true. So what is pshat? So what will fall into the mind of a passerby is The Melchus belongs to the Ayid, that I know, and there's a guy working there, so Pshat is, he hired the guy to work for him on Shabbos. That is what happened. That is what a person will think, which is also. This is also, to, a guy should work for me on Shabbos is also Midarabonim. We'll see later in the Mishnah Berurah why it's also, but it's also Midarabonim. And people will think that is the case because other matzovim are far-fetched. So no one is going to think of a different matzah. So Memela. So the letters against the lashon of the mechaba. Lo yaskir odem melchut shalai. He rented it out. La'ini Yehudi, which theoretically this should be muta, mipnei, because there's a problem. Shenigla al shemay. This melchitz is known as his melchitz. Ve'ini Yehudi ze'oise boi melocha b'shabbos. And the goy is doing melocha in this melchitz on Shabbos. And this time melchitz, lav la'arisuso of it. Perish, oris wa'ovid lika chelik mimashe yesh biyach labolov. An oris is a person who's working and takes a chelik of the prophet. But a stam melchitz is not oimid to give over to an oritz that an oritz should take profits. Va'omri, so what will people say? They see the melchitz functioning on Shabbos. Va'omri, they will say, shekol ha'remach shel Yisrael. They will say, not what really happened, that it was rented out to the goy, and the goy takes all the profits. They will not say that because that's not shliach. They will not say that that the goy is an oris because it's also not shliach. So the people will say, kol ha'remach shel Yisrael. The Yid is getting the profits, whatever is coming in on Shabbos, the Yid is getting. And what is Pshat and the guy working? V'socha esayeni Yehudi bekach bekach liyom. And he hired the guy to work for him. V'nimtza. So the way people understand what occurred, that they are under the impression, shehaeno Yehudi oise meloche b'shlichuchsoi shel Yisrael. So they will, when they see a melchitz functioning on Shabbos, they will think that the Yid is getting all the profits and the guy is working for him, which is awesome. So therefore, it is not, so even though he rented it out to the guy, and the guy is getting all the profits, but that's irrelevant. People will think that is not the case. People will think that the Yid is getting all the profits and he hired the guy to work for him. Abo, sode muta, but if we'll have the same scenario, he rented out a field to a guy, and the guy takes all the profits, which is also not shriach. That is not, amilsa deloy shriche. So when people pass by, what really occurred, they won't think that that occurred because people don't rent fields for a year and they take all the profits. But people will think that this guy is an oris. Shekein derech lekabel sode ba'arisus. But that is the shteiger, that the derech is that one becomes a sharecropper by someone else in the field. That was the normal meaning that people did this. So people will think that's what happened. Why should be choshed ayid? People goyim do become orisim by yidin by fields. So they'll say mistame he's an oris, which lamaise is not true. He's not an oris. It was rented out to him. But as long as people are not choshed, the Baal HaSodeh, it's muta. Va'av al pi sheyoidim shehu shel Yisrael. Even though they know that this field belongs to a Yid, but they do not assume that the Yid did any avedis. Oymrim ha'eni Yehud. They say ha'eni Yehudi lekocha ba'arises. The guy purchased this field ba'arises. That a chela goes to him and a chela goes to the Bailim. And therefore, if he is an oris, so when he is working on Shabbos, he's not working for the Bailim. Ula asmai hu oyved. He's working for himself. The more I put into it, the more profits I will derive. So memele, people will think he's an oris, which is a common practice. So there won't be any maris ayin.
Someone has a market, and he doesn't have whom to rent it out to, so he's stuck with it.
That's right. Visano dinay kemelchitz. Visano dinay kemelchitz. That means if a person has a tano, and he wants to rent out this tano on Shabbos, and someone will be baking on this tano in Shabbos, so dinay kemelchitz. That means a tano. Normally people don't rent it, so they won't say that it was rented out to the goy. People normally do not become arisim anatano, so dinay kemelchitz. Ve'rechayim, but if a person has a mill, and the mill is working on Shabbos, dinay kesode, because by a mill, the derech was that people were arisim in a mill, and they took a profit of the flour that was ground, how much flour was ground, that's how much. So they took their percentage. So, till now, the Mechaber was speaking about, he rented it out to a goy, which Me'ikar Adin should be mutter, but people will not realize that that is what had occurred. So by a melchitz, they'll think he hired the goy. And by a sode, they'll think the goy is an oris. Hago, va'af al pi shaloi lako. Now the Ramah says, let's understand arises. That means arises, when he is working, he's working on Shabbos, he is not getting the complete profit. This goy is working on Shabbos in the field, And the yid is going to derive benefit from the work of the goy. So the Ramah says, "Va'af al pi shaloi lekocha eini Yehudi rak lishlish oilerbiya." The goy lemaise is only going to get a third or a quarter of the profits. V'yesh li Yisrael hano b'meshe eini Yehudi oivid b'shabbes. The yid is deriving benefit from this malacha. He's an oris. He's working on Shabbos, and the yid is getting profits. Shari, this is mutter. The eini Yehudi adaite de nafshe ovid. The goy is not working for the yid. This malacha is being done by the goy for the goy. That is what is being done. So even though the yid is deriving profit from this, this is mutter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So we'll start from Sifkot Aleph. We're speaking about Melchot Shaloi. Melchot Shaloi, what does it mean? Layaskir Odom Melchot Shaloi. He should not rent out his melchot. But Melchot Shaloi means Bein Shebonohu Ba'atzmai. He built the Melchot. Oyafilu Kono. He purchased the Melchot. V'yoshav Bo. But he was in this Melchot, and became this Parzim that this is his Melchot. V'nikro Shmoi Olov. But it's called his Melchot. So lemaise, the melchitz has a name. This is a yid's melchitz. So memele, we have to understand how people will look at that his melchitz is functioning. This is a yid's melchitz that is functioning on Shabbos. La'ene Yehudi, he should not rent it out to a goy.
Because
V'chol shkein li Yisrael mumal, he should not rent it out to a yid that's a mumal. The oivel nami, by a yid that's a mumal, the oivel nami mishum lichnei ivel li sitei michshel. That means renting it out to a goy, even though the goy, renting out to a yid that's a machal of Shabbos, even though the yid is a machal of Shabbos, and it doesn't matter, l'maisi is machal of Shabbos, but by renting out this melchitz to a yid, he's oivel lifnei ivel loisitei michshel. So besides, here we're speaking about to a goy, this a shayla, it's only osa al tzmarasayim, al tzchshad. If he rented it, me'ikara din tzmuta, if he rented out to a yid, and a yid is working in it, so he's oivel lifnei ivel loisitei michshel, v'tams a shaykh ha'pesode u'bechol dover. A gavulche, he brings down, and the Dershu Mishnah brings down a very interesting shayla. What is the din? A person gave a michshel to a yid. In this case, he rented out the melchitz to the yid. No, so that's a michshel. That's a michshel. Now, and lemaisa, the yid did not work on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we got to hear the tshuva. He didn't work on Shabbos. Was he oivel lifnei ivel loisitei michshel? So he brings a machloikis gedoyle achroinim. What is pshat in the love of lifnei ivel loisitei michshel? Others learn pshat, he brings a yad malachi. Lifnei ivel loisitei michshel, the iser is to put a michshel lifnei ivel. If he was nichshel, if he wasn't nichshel, that's not the love. Lifnei ivel loisitei michshel, the love is you gave and you put a michshel lifnei ivel. So you're ivel a love. He didn't do a malacha. That doesn't help you at all. You were over the love. And he brings the chazanish's mitzandin, the love of livnei ivel leisitei michshel means you shouldn't be machshel an ivel. That's the love. If lemaise it comes out that he didn't become michshel, so baruch Hashem you weren't over. So that's a machlokes in the love of livnei ivel. But al kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah is only saying we're speaking about a goy that is that meikar din is mutter, and we're only speaking about a maris hayim de gedim. Mipnei shel nikra peish. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains what we spoke out. The midine shori laskiroi lahini yehudi lishona oy lechaydish. Meikar hadin, he is permitted to rent this out to a guy for the whole year, for a month. Sheyitan loy kach vekach. It's rented to the guy, and the guy will give him X amount of money for a month or for a year. Bein yasik, boy heine yudi, bein lo yasik. If he'll use it, if he won't use it, if he'll heat up the melchitz, he won't heat up the melchitz. V'chol harevach yia la'ine yudi. So meiker hadin, this is mutav. I rented it to the goy, and now it's his. He has the rights to use this melchitz, and so meiker hadin, this is mutav. I'm deriving schar shabbos. That means I'm deriving profits from my melchitz that was rented out in Shabbos. Now this is a new din. There's an iser of schar Shabbos. I'm not allowed to get revochim profits from my nechosim which generate profits. So there's an iser of schar Shabbos. So he says the iser schar Shabbos leka. Doho muskeres iloi lishone, because it was rented out for a year. So since it was rented out for a year, so he's being paid bahavlo. That means he's not paying him for Shabbos, he's paying him a year's rent. Havlo is mutter. So there's no iser of schar Shabbos.
Havlo, you mean by a year's rent? That's what havlo literally means?
A year's rent, a week's rent, a month's rent, as long as it's not rented
it's not
for
Shabbos.
No, or each day. We'll see later. If he rents it, I'm renting you for each day. So then that's Schar Shabbos. That's Schar Shabbos. Then that's awesome. So Kaponim, if I rented it out to the guy, so Memele, so there's no problem of Schar Shabbos because it's Bahavlo. I'm being paid the rent for a year or for a month, which, so that's called Bahavlo, which is Mutter. The Isa da Amire la Eni Yehudi. It's not Chili. The Isa da Amire la Eni Yehudi bevadai lo shayach beschiches. And Isa, I told the guy to work. It's Ichanachach if he rented it for me. The Lenavshe who Isa. He's doing for himself. He's not doing for me. That's if he rented it and he gets all the profits. That's schiras. That's what we said, lo yaskir, but mikir din it's mutter. Va'afilum yesh lo ilayin yudi rak chelik berevach ha-melchitz. Afilu, the goy does not get the complete profit. He gets a percentage of the profit. Gam kein amrina, it's also no problem. Adaite de nafshe of it. He's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for the yid. G'moy shekoso b'soif asif. Ella, so what's wrong? Ella she'osa b'choze b'nei maris ha'ayim. It's osa als maris ha'ayim. What people, it doesn't look, what really occurred, people don't see, and people assume that something else occurred. This melchitz was called Yankel's melchitz. V'yayimru abriyos, and people will say, so what's pshat? This guy is working in Yankel's melchitz. They'll say, this v'yayimru, that he was rented by Yankel to work for him. Ushluchayu, and he is his shliach. Now let's just say one vote, if a person is a London shliach and shliches lahakum, there's no din shliches. So al koponim, there are two mahalchim. One mahalach is there's a shitas rashi. Shitas rashi is that lechumre we say yesh shliches lahakum. That's the rabbon of the kiddush. So al koponim, that's one of the reasons why emira lahakum is also. Amira la'akum is also because even though me'iker adin and shlichus la'akum, he doesn't become my shliach, there's not a shlichus, midarabonon, yesh shlichus la'akum. Is therefore, let us say, Amirdik Avnei Nezer, Avnei Nezer says as follows, if I go over to a goy Tuesday, and I tell the goy, work for me on Shabbos, didn't Shabbos get it. I didn't speak anything in Shabbos. I spoke Tuesday. And I told him, work for me on Shabbos. Since there's an Issa of Shlichus, because L'chumre yesh Shlichus la'akum, so this guy that is working for me on Shabbos, it's like I did it. Yesh Shlichus la'akum, midarabonim yesh Shlichus la'akum. Le'idoch gise, which we're not learning about this, if I go over to a goy on Shabbos and tell the goy, could you please do a job for me someday? Over here, there's no problem of shlichus, because when is he doing the job? On Sunday. Sunday, there's no reason to do a job. This is also as ledaber dovo. Shelo yehei dibucha shel Shabbos kedibucha l'bucha. This is not in Shabbos geret. But if you say it, it's also not muta. You're not allowed to say that. To hire a goy in Shabbos, you should do work Sunday. There's no shlichus dikir problem, but there's a dibur dikir problem. That is l'dabur dovo. But we are speaking about that people will think he's a shliach. So if he's a shliach, so there's amar esayim.
So yes. Sign a contract.
It's irrelevant to me. He's doing it for me. It's awesome. Yeah. That'll be mutter. Ella she'osa b'chol zeh b'nei ma'aris ha'ayim שנקראיס על שמו של ישראל. ויימרו הבריאיס, the שכיר יימרו, ושלוחי. That's what people will say, this is a marasain. ודווקא, במיקה עדין עצמות, ודווקא שמזכירי לשונה אוי לחיידש. If he rents it out for a year or for a month, so there's no problem of Schan Shabbos. Avo lahaskiro la'ene Yehudi liyomim. But if he's renting it out to the goy for each day, I'm renting that for today, for tomorrow. It is not a schiris kloli. It's a schiris proti. שייתן לו העיני יהודי כל יום ויום שיעסיקן לו כך וכך. It's a daily rental. After גם זה עדיתי דנב שעובד, even though the same thing, the guy is working on Shabbos, he's working not for me, he's working for himself. מכל מוקים, מדינה עושה. If there was a daily rental, not a weekly rental, or a monthly rental, so that is also midine tahavi kischar Shabbos. That's a new din. That's also a schar Shabbos. That means I should get profit from that, from revochim, from meine chosim, only for Shabbos. That's schar Shabbos is also. Vayin lakam simereishim em dalet. דובר האוסר מגנימר הסיין איני אוסר אלו בסויך התחום של יישוב ישראל. That means that this problem that we're speaking about on Melchitz, that is also, that is only if this Melchitz is in a Yishuv Yisrael. That means the Yidin here. Yidin know this is Yankel's Melchitz, and they see that it's functioning on Shabbos. There's a Maris Ayin. But if a person will possess a Melchitz in Alaska where there's no Yidin there at all, and he rented it out to a Goy, so Mamela, there's no problem. There's no Isser of Maris Ayin because it's Chutz L'Tchum Yisrael. A Yid will not pass by. A Yid won't have any kashes. So Mamela, if it's Chutz L'Tchum Yisrael, then this is not Negei. Then there's no Isser Maris Ayin.
Would the same thing apply if it's, well, let's say, probably you didn't know, don't know.
No. Goyim. Only Goyim. Only Goyim. The Stam Melchitz, Perish, the Chos of Laholo, further he says, the Sode Muta Laskiroi Mitamze, you're allowed to rent out a field, Sheyitlu Barises, because people will think that the worker is an artist. You can't be matter a melchitz that people will think he's a novice. They don't like my barises. People will not think that he rented it to him. So when a person passes by Yankel's melchitz, and he sees it's functioning on Shabbos, and there's a goy there. So he will never think that it was rented out to the goy. He will never think that the goy is an oris. He will assume that Yankel hired the goy to work for him for Shabbos. Bishlichusoy shel Yisrael, he'll think that the goy is working for the yid. Vezehu iser gomo k'mo shomru bekama mekoymes. Damir alein a Yehudi shvus, to tell a guy to do something is a shvus, als the din of Luchumul we say, yesh shlichus la'akum. Number one, va'asmechu, and other poiskim say there's another reason, if a guy does a melacha for me, that it's also, akro dechol melacha lo yei osebe. The posik says, Kol Meloche should not be done for you. Like see, loisase. It shouldn't be done for you. Loshenifa. Lerames tafilu al yedei cherem loyase. So that means there's an asmachte that if a goy does a meloche for me, it's also. als this pasuk. So either als the din, so we have two malchim. Either it's also als lechumer, we say yeshliches lahakum, or it's also because it is a pasuk lo yeyosem. Vafilu kshoise ba'atzmoi melocha shel Yisrael bishviloi gam kein tzorich limchois biyodai. Now let me just elaborate on this nekuda. This is not the ikar simen, but let's just elaborate on this for 2 minutes. If I did not tell a goy to do a melocha for me, and a goy does a melocha for me, I'm sitting in the dark, and a goy passes by, and he realizes my predicament. He comes into the house. Rabbi, you don't have to tell me anything. I know already what to do. He puts on the light, good Shabbos, finished. So the din is, I have to go out of the room, or before he puts on the light, I have to tell, no, don't put on the light. If a goy, that means if a goy is doing a malacha for me, and I'm deriving benefit for the malacha, this is also for me to derive benefit, and I'm a chuyev to tell him, don't do it. That's a double muskim. What is the din if a goy does malacha for me, but I'm not deriving a direct benefit from it? For example, it's the nahapach. It's the other way around. There's a bedroom. Someone put on the light in the bedroom, and it's at night, and you can't sleep because the light is burning. So a goy will go and shut off the light so I should be able to sleep. Is this permissible? Am I chuyev to be moicha, or perhaps I'm permitted to tell the goy? That means the goy is passing by, and I tell the guy, you know, I have a problem. One of the children put on the light in the bedroom, and we won't be able to sleep. Fine. I'm just telling you. I'm not telling him to do anything. The guy is a kligi guy. He understands. He shuts the light. Is this permissible? Yes or no? In Shmiras Shabbos Kilchos, it says this is permissible. Rabbi Chaimah said this is permissible. Rabbi Yashiv says it's also. So the Oimek HaDvarim we will not go into now. It's really totally in a later simen. But Rabbi Yashiv brings a raya from this Mishnah Berurah. Afilu k'sha'ose ba'atzmei melocha shel Yisrael b'shvil loy. He doesn't say it. He doesn't even know. Gam kein tzorich limchais b'yod. Al kaponim. So this is the din when a goy is doing a malacha for you. So the mutter, laskira yirayin yehudi bedover kotzuf, a soda, you're allowed to rent it out. Va'arta nikreis nami al shmoy kemay melchitz. Even though the soda is also, we know it's Yankel's soda, the chol mechuber, a soda is shem, stoma shem olav olav. So now, if I rent it, we're talking about he rented out a field. No one will ever think I rented out the field. It's not Shriach. But you're allowed to rent out the field to a goy. People who pass by will not be choshet of these as Shriach Yoyim. Can we follow? Shekein Derech. Olefichoch. Yitlu barises. People will say, I should be choshidayi, mustome, he's an honest. Varises showing that I did enough shovit lakami bago. Visanu lahaskir tanu lefais boy to rent out a tanu to bake in it, dinaki melchit, the tanu name in the haskiroi. Velitme barises kamai melchit. Viyach shedula bechoshid is chiyoimu etzla. Verichayim amil mishum de darkoi litnoi barises kamay soda. Levikach laskirai nami mutav. So you're allowed to rent it because people will think he's a lot of the lel. Va'ayim beran de mashne. These klolim that we're saying that rechayim is like a soda and a tano is like a melchitz. Dim ein derech If the minig of this place is not like the mechaber is saying, that means there's no set halacha. Melchitz is osur, rechayim is mutter. The bem is totally b'cholei l'advom l'fi minig ha-medina, ben lo'ke, ben la'achmel, u'chkamei b'sit b'is. Va'af al-pi asoda v'rechayim koi, we're speaking about asoda v'rechayim. Va'mechaba mayri b'schiris, Mechaba said he rented it out. And the Ramos Moisev, although he didn't rent it out, Vuhu Moisev taf Arisis Mutter. But Mechaba Gankin Spirole came that Arisis is Mutter, the Mitam Zahito Beschirus Kenal. The Mechaba said, you're allowed to rent it out because people think that he was an honest. Elashuhu Bia Behedi, the Ramos says clear, Arisis is Mutter. Rak Lishlish, Vidavke Bozet, Shenoisen le'ene Yehudi chelik b'tvuah. He's giving the goy a chelik b'tvuah. So memele, so arisis is muta adaita de nafshe kovit. Avo im sochar he'ene Yehudi lavin boy kol hashonen. If he hired the goy to work in this field a whole year. V'sheyitol ha-Yehudi kol ha-tvue me'asod. And the Yid is going to take all the tvue. Now let's just explain what he's speaking about now. We'll have to stop now. He's just speaking about such a case. I went over to a goy. I told the goy, I'm hiring you. You should take care of this field. What does that mean? You have to plow the field and then put in the seeds and then irrigate the field. Everything you have to do. When you should do it, you can do it to your discretion, whenever you want. You can do it on Friday. You don't have to do it on Shabbos. The goy decides to do it on Shabbos. Me'iker hadin, this is mutter. Why? Because the guy is not doing it for me. You know why he's working Shabbos? Because Sunday he wants to go someplace. That's why he's working Shabbos. So the guy has to plow the field. He could have done it on Friday or on Sunday. He doesn't want to do it on Friday and Sunday. He does it on Shabbos. Me'iker hadin, this is called kablonis. Me'iker hadin kablonis is mutter. But we will see, this is also Osa Altsmanesheim. So we'll start.
What's like the good name for Kablonis? Kablonis is just where...
Kablonis is when he is being... Kablonis is when he's not... He can work to his own discretion. That means whenever he wants to work, he can work. And that means so that what he's doing on Shabbos is not for me. He's doing it for himself. He wants to plow on Shabbos. He's plowing on Shabbos.
He's doing it for himself. That's Kabbalah.
That's Kabbalah. So when he can, then it's what the fuck we'll see. It's not the same. It will be also.
It's Kabbalah.
It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. It's K